step, take a holiday. Stand in the waves and dare unslow your heart. Till now, everything I knew was a bubble, was dirty words. This place.
You have a great video on YouTube for your song, Finest of Survival. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, that one, we really let our friend Galen Lusted take charge there. He's just got a fantastic eye. He's a heck of a filmmaker. So we were playing the Songster Festival up in Port Renfrew, and we invited Galen to come along and just stay with us. And we had the idea that we wanted to do a music video. We knew that we wanted to engage some West Coast scenery just because it's, you know, kind of really woven into the lyrical content and a lot of the songs and just our lives in general, living here right on the water. That for Galen is originally from South Africa. So he has this kind of different view, or maybe not a different view, but he's got a different level of appreciation having moved here and seen the landscape. And he said, you know, why don't we just document all the stuff that's going on at this festival and the trip out there and some of your live performance. And then let's just get some shots of you guys running around in this incredible, wilderness, and we'll leave the interpretation up to the viewer, but, you know, just rely on the visuals. Because, you know, from his perspective, like I said, you know, coming at this from a foreigner, he said, you know, just the idea of driving out into the middle of nowhere on the, you know, wild BC coast to play a small show in the middle of winter is, you know, he felt like that was enough in itself that to be compelling. And and, you know, given his incredible kind of vision and work with the camera, it worked out really great. He was right and we were right to follow his lead.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Oh, wow. You know, that's kind of a tough one, because I feel like that's a, you know, we're different people at different moments in our lives and even at different moments in the day. And so there are days when all I want to do is just sit down with a guitar and work on lyrics. There are days when all I want to do is put up mics around the drum kit and hear what Connor comes up with. And there are certainly days where just being on stage in front of people and, you know, getting the emotion and the energy across works, and, you know, what could be more rewarding than that? So it'd be really hard for me to say that I like one more than the other. You know, there are moments for each of those things, and the sum of all of them is really where the passion is.
You've played lots of shows around the island, and you also mentioned Lake Town Rock and Song and Surf Festival. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a truly memorable one?
Certainly that one at Song and Surf. What would that be, 2017? That was probably the real standout. And I think for a number of reasons. For one, because we played the morning after a big show had happened the night before, so everybody was pretty rinsed, including the crowd, and it kind of felt like we were doing a little recovery session. We were in this beautiful all-wood church that kind of felt like we were just in a sauna sweating out our sins and trying to put ourselves back together, and it was kind of a fun moment because, you know, there was, like, not a lot of differentiation between band and the audience. You know, we were all in it together, and it was just kind of a funny moment. It was humorous and it came across really well, and it was a beautiful setting. So that one will always stand out in my mind.
Is there anything that you've ever tried musically that you know you really never want to try again?
Oh, yeah. There's a few things there. I probably won't be going back to ska. It was, you know, it was a nice moment, but I'm past it now, and I can just leave that torch for other people to bear.
What's on the horizon for Stray Cougar over the coming months?
I think that our the next kind of goal is, you know, going back to the idea I was saying where, you know, about half of the songs that we've been putting together come from doing these kind of free expressive jams, and then going back, listening to demo recordings of those, reducing it down to and carving new arrangements out of it. I think that we really want to do that as a next EP. So it'll stand out, you know, it's quite different from the full album anthology that came out this summer. This will be a lot more kind of exploratory, little, like, you know, big psychedelic moments and a little bit more rock and roll, that kind of a thing that, you know, we've all got a taste for it pretty strong right now. So I think now is a moment to just dig in and see what comes out of that.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of those upcoming releases?
We do have a website. Probably keeping track of us is easier to do on Facebook. I tend to be faster with the Facebook updates and the Instagram updates than I do with the website. but yeah, certainly I'd say if you're following us on Facebook is probably the best way to keep track of what's going on with us.
And Burning Rainbow also has a Facebook page to follow?
Burning Rainbow indeed has both a website, burningrainbow.com, and a Facebook page that people can follow, and that any musicians out there that might be interested in swinging by and having a look or potentially doing recording can get a hold of me there.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Chasing the Night. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, that one's pretty close to home. You know, I was in a relationship for a really long time, and when it dissolved, I kind of found that I lost a lot of my sense of identity. It's so much of my identity was in that relationship. And so the song is kind of about, suddenly being, you know, lost in limbo, even to understanding who you are and what it is that you're trying to do or accomplish in your daily life. Now that kind of a lot of your goals and your expectations and your framing of your life is just suddenly vaporizes. So it was kind of a bit introspective, realizing I was in that moment. And so it's kind of me talking to myself.
In a very relatable way.
Yeah.
Neil, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much, May. Up to the well, no point in